But we're going to use one word today, and that's what we're going to talk about for just a few minutes, and it's the word remember. I've thought about that a whole lot, remember. We use that a whole lot, and in fact, when I was a kid, I saw this movie called The Alamo. Has anybody seen The Alamo with John Wayne? And what is the phrase that they used after what happened at the Alamo to remember the Alamo? So remember the Alamo was a big phrase, and it was kind of used to remind the troops after that as we were fighting for Texas and settling of the United States. And then one of my favorite movies of all times, I love sports movies. And it's called, in fact, I saw it the other night, it's called Remember. Does anybody know what the rest of it is? Remember the Titans. Oh, my goodness. I cry every time I see it. And so the word remember is a very, very important thing in our society. And I think it should be spiritually also. Because the Bible tells us that when we come to the Lord's table, that we are also supposed to remember. We're supposed to remember some things. And, even in our society, there's lots of things we do to remember. When you go on a vacation, what do? You take pictures. You shoot video. Why do we do that? So that we can remember. We can remember these things. And when we do special events, I know when we do special events in the church, a lot of times we take pictures so that we can go back and we can remember. We celebrate because we remember. We celebrate birthdays. Last night here at the church, we celebrated somebody's anniversary. We do rituals kind of as a rite of passage, like when somebody graduates from high school, or when in the Jewish community there were this what was called the bar mitzvah, when at a particular age that this Jewish young man would have completed his memorization and his testing, and as a rite of passage they had the bar mitzvah, and it was a celebration of him moving from childhood into manhood. And it is something that creates a memory. One of the things that we encourage you to do as families in this church, one of the strong things that will help raise your children is creating positive memories, making certain things special, birthdays and anniversaries and holidays. You're creating memories. One of the reasons that we do church camp, a lot of the outreaches that we do in this church, especially towards our kids, we want to create wonderful memories in their heart. Because when we think back and we remember something that is good, we're drawn back to it. And, I don't want church to be a bad memory for people. And when a child grows up and all of his memories about church was, you can't, then they don't want to go. And they drop out. I want the memories to be positive. So remembering is something very, very important that we do. One of the reasons that we baptize, not only is because somebody who comes to faith, but it is a celebration of our faith, and it creates a memory. How many of you remember when you were baptized? Anybody remember when you were baptized? Okay, see, most of us remember. In the nation of Israel, many times a significant thing would happen. I think about Joshua. He had one night, as he was traveling, he lays down and he sleeps on a rock for a pillow. Isn't that great? A rock for a pillow. And he dreamed a dream, and in his dream he saw the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending. And when he woke up, he says, I didn't know it, but the Lord was in this place. And he took that rock and he poured oil on it. And he named that place. He built an altar there. And he named that place Bethel, which means house of God. And every time that he would come back to that place, or anybody in Israel, they marked that. They remembered a particular event in their lives. So Beth, and then there was Abraham and Isaac. Remember when God called him up on the mountain? He said, I want you to sacrifice your son. And so he builds the altar there, and he's fixing to sacrifice his son, and God stops him. And the Bible says that he built an altar there, and he named it Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who sees and provides. It created a memory. Remembering is something that's very important. In fact, the root word for memory is the word mem, M-E-M. That is easy to remember because it's part of that word, isn't it? So we have things in our vocabulary like memento. What is a memento? A memento is something that you buy that reminds you of something that you did. If you go on a trip, maybe you go to the ballpark and you buy a memento. Maybe it's a banner, St. Louis Cardinal 2011 World Series champions. It's a memento. Then we have people who write their memoirs. It's part of that word, M-E-M, memoirs. And then we get memorandums sometimes in our offices to remind us of events that we're going to. Or a shortened word of that would be a memo. And then we have things like a memorial. Like there's a couple times a year that we have holidays that remind us of certain things. We have Memorial Day. Why do we have Memorial Day? So that we can remember the ones who have served our country. See, it's important that there's things in our lives that are worth remembering. They're worth remembering. And then we have things like memorabilia, memory. Then we commemorate certain things, and it's in that word. It's in that root word, and it is a reminder to us that there are things that are important that we remember. So it is the act of bringing to our minds again. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about communion. Okay. I'm afraid that in a lot of places, even in this place, sometimes as you know, we come to the table, we do it more out of ritual than anything else. And we don't take the time to remember certain things. You know, the Bible talks about God remembering. Now, God remembering something and us remembering something is two different deals. We have the tendency to forget. But one attribute of God is that He is omniscient. He never forgets anything. So when it says He remembers something, it's not because He forgot it. And it's in the Hebrew word for remember is the Z-A-K-A-R, Zakar. And it means to mark so as to be recognized. To mark something so as to be recognized. And in Jewish thought, that carries the ideal of acting in accordance to the thing that's been marked. In other words, there were times that it says in Scripture that God remembered His covenant. It's something that He marked, not because He forgot it, but it's something that He marked because He knew that He was going to act in accordance to that covenant. So God remembers. Let me read some Scripture to you. In Psalms 105 in verse 8, we're going to have it on the screen behind us here. And it says, He has remembered His covenant forever. He has marked His covenant. That means that He is always going to act in accordance to His covenant. The word which He commanded for 1,000 generations. Now that ought to be comforting to us, that we know that God is going to remember His covenant even for 1,000 generations. Psalms 106:45, and says, "And for their sake he remembered his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercy." See, there were times that Israel would sin and something, death would start working and judgment would start working. And then somebody would bring to God, "God, this is your covenant." And God would remember his covenant. Not that he forgot, but it was marked and he acted according to his covenant. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, God talks to the children of Israel. And he tells them to remember, and God tells us to remember. Now, we remember for a different reason than what God does. God never forgets, but he tells us to remember because sometimes we forget. We get caught up in life. We get caught up in daily life. We get into our ruts, and many times we forget certain things. And therefore, God says, "I want you to remember." See, if you don't ever remember where you've been, if you don't remember the things that God has done in your lives, you're going to lose focus. Now, we always say, you know, we need to look ahead and we need to walk not by looking at our past. But there are some good things in our past. There are some things that God has done for us, the things that we need to mark in our lives so that we can remember those things and we can use those for bearings of where we're going. Sometimes I need to remind myself, I am the redeemed of the Lord, that I am born again, that I'm called according to his holy purpose. I need to remember that. Because sometimes when I get caught up in the course of life and dealing with people, it's very easy for me to get caught up in the emotions of the day and dealing with difficult people sometimes that I have a tendency to not remember who I am and why I'm here. So he told the children of Israel, he says, "I want you to remember." In Deuteronomy 15:15, he says, "You shall remember, you shall mark that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today." He says, you got to remember. You need to remember where you came from and where you are now. And you know, we don't see ourselves grow many times. A lot of times we think, "Oh, you know, I've been at this Christian life and it seems like, I've been going through this stuff and I can't tell that I'm making progress." But sometimes you need to think back to where you were a year ago. And you can see that you have grown and that you have. So sometimes looking back is a good thing. Now, we don't need to act according to our bad past, but we need to mark and remember the things in our past that God has done for us because he builds upon what he has done. Now, we're going to do something here. We're going to be Methodists this morning. Is that okay? In just a minute. One of the other things that God used in Israel to help them remember were the seven feasts. Now, Dale Cohen told us that the feasts are rehearsals. They're given for celebrating, as a rehearsal, and for remembering. One of those feasts is Passover. Why did they have Passover? Well, you know, they were celebrating something. They were celebrating that they were in the land of bondage and that God brought them out on Passover. They were rehearsing something that was for the future, which Jesus is a type of the Passover. But also they were remembering what God had done. One of the Psalms, and I want your help in this. We're going to do a responsive reading this morning. How many of you were raised doing responsive readings? How many of you don't know what a responsive reading is? Well, that means I read a part and then you read a part. And we're going to go through Psalms 136, and I'm going to say part of it, and then I want you to say the other part. In fact, here is your part: "For his mercy endures forever." That's your part. Now, it'll be up on the screen here, Psalms 136. And what this was, he is reminding Israel of certain things that they need to remember, that they need to rehearse to help them keep focus in their lives. Are you ready? Verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him alone does great wonders. To him by whom wisdom made the heavens. To him who laid out the earth above the waters. To him who made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn. And brought out Israel from among them. With a strong hand, with an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea in two. And made Israel pass through the midst of it. But overthrew the Pharaoh and his armies in the Red Sea. To him who led the people through the wilderness. And slew famous kings. Shihon, king of the Amorites. And Og, king of Bashan. And gave their land as a heritage. Who remembered us in our lowly state. And rescued us from our enemies. Who gives food for all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. Now, what's he doing here? He's causing Israel to remember. All the way back to creation. You know, sometimes we forget that he is the creator. Sometimes we forget that he's the redeemer. Sometimes we forget the specific things that God has done in our lives. And we need to go back to that very thing. And we need to rehearse it so that we can remember. You know, I did something yesterday, and I'm not going to read all of it. But I thought about, and this kind of come to me, that I can write a psalm of what God has done for me. And I penned about a page and a quarter of the things that he did in my life. I want to encourage you this next week to go and just write down in the kind of the format of what we read here as a responsive reading, to write down some of the things that God has done in your life that have marked you and that have been significant in your life. Let me just read a couple of things here. One of the things that says, he knew me in Christ before the foundation of the world. He separated me from my mother's womb on July the 23rd, 1952. He chose the family that I was to be born in. I was saved in July of 1971. He called me into the ministry. And then about the people that he's brought into my life, my wife, my children, my family, my grandchildren. And then I ended it with this. It's just a couple of pages. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you, for his mercy endures forever. He said, if I go away, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. For his mercy endures forever. He said that I would be with him forever. For his mercy endures forever. I want to encourage you to write a psalm of thanksgiving. A psalm of remembrance that you can remember the things that God has done in your life. And now we come to the Lord's table. And the thing that he said at the Lord's table, that when we come to the Lord's table, we are to remember. We're to do this in remembrance of him. And then as often as we do this, we show his death until he comes. Now, I wonder why he didn't say his life. Why didn't he say his life? He said his death. You know why? It's because of his death that we have life. It's his death that brings us life. He died so that we might live. And we need to remember that. And, you know, and that just tells us that it's not because of our works that we have life. It's not because of our works that we have standing with God. It's because of his death that we can have life. And then again, it reminds us of this other thing, is that if we are going to be followers of him, this is what we've been studying in Not a Fan. Luke 9:23 says what? If any would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. So what does that mean? In order to live, I have to die. We remember his death until he comes. His death gives me life. The fullest expression of my Christian walk with him has to do in the fact that I die daily, and therefore I can bring glory to him. And this is what the communion service does for us. When we partake of his body and his blood, it is a reminder to us. It should cause us to remember. It should cause us to reflect. It should cause us to come to the place that we enumerate in our lives the things that God has marked in our memories, and cause us to go back to those places and see the hand of God directly in our lives. You know, you get your eyes off of your shortcomings that way. You get your eyes off of your failures, because it's his blood and his death that gives us life. It's not how good we've been or how bad we've been. It's his death that gives us life. And the way that we partake of that is that we follow him by dying to ourselves daily and following him. And he continues to work in our lives. I want to read some the communion scriptures, and then we're going to come to the table. This is out of the New Living Testament. This is the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:23. He says, "For I pass on to you that what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Now that word remember means what? To mark. To mark something that you're going to come back to, that's going to cause you to act in a positive way. That's what that word in the Hebrew means. To mark something that that's going to cause you to act in a particular way. Remember me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between me and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Now here's going to be our challenge today. As you come and you take these elements and you go back to your seats and you sit down, before we partake today, I want us to remember him. "For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Amen. Nick Fudge is going to come. He's going to sing a song about redemption. And then we're going to come back as a body, and we're going to take the Lord's elements together.
I know how hopeless feels when you're staring at the bottom of an empty heart. And in my life I know how forgotten feels, wondering if the world even knows who you are. But I've never known anything, felt anything like the love of Jesus. And it's hard to describe what's happening inside, but right now all I know is it feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains have been lifted. 'Cause when the hands of love touch a broken life, it feels like redemption. Now I know how thankful feels, 'cause I am overwhelmed by this gift of grace. Whoa, and I know how healing feels. Oh, 'cause all of my pain and all of my shame and all of my tears have been erased. It feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains have been lifted. 'Cause when the hands of love touch a broken life, it feels like say goodbye, the past is ending. Say hello to a new beginning. No more night, the sun is shining. Feels like redemption raining down on me. And it feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains have been lifted. 'Cause when the hands of love touch a broken life, it feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains have been lifted. 'Cause when the hands of love touch a broken life, when the hands of love touch a broken life, it feels like redemption. Cried out to the Lord, he heard my cry, he healed my heart, he touched my life. It feels like redemption. Say goodbye, the past is ending. Say hello to a new beginning. It feels like redemption.
Not only does it feel like it, it is. It is redemption. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We've got three sections now, don't we? What we're going to do is ask you to come and get your elements, hold them till we're all served, and then we'll partake together. We're going to start on this side and this side. If you would come by the wall and return by these aisles right here. Just come right ahead. Thank you. as we hold the elements in our hands today, we remember. I want you to just take a moment in your memory and remember a couple of things that, other than what we're celebrating here today, that God has done in your life. And I just want us to take a minute and just give thanks for that. Think about the people that He's brought into your life that has had an impact upon you. And let's give thanks for that today. Then last but not least, let's think about what He has prepared for us throughout eternity. And let's give thanks for that. On the night in which He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and He gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Hold the bread in your hand. Lord, we thank You for the bread of heaven. We hold a symbol of that in our hands today. And that bread came to earth and was broken for us. Let's break it together and let's eat. In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Lord, today we thank You for Your blood. Thank You for Your death that we might have life. And thank You for the freedom that we have, that we can die to self and honor You. Let's take together. Can we stand to our feet for a moment? And I want us to sing this Jesus Messiah one more time before we go. Come on, let's worship Him.
Name above all names, blessed
God, today we make You Lord of all. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being here today. God bless you.